Now, when it comes to Wicked, you already know TV and movies are only watched if it's surrounded by superhero content. Now, of course, this is not superhero content, but the reason I wanted to cover this is for the simple fact that I covered the Wicked soundtrack back on November 22nd, 2024. So when diving into that particular soundtrack, I talked about how Ariana Grande was definitely the standout for that particular soundtrack, given a lot of musical offerings to it, because some of the highlights was Ariana Grande's track Popular and then Cynthia Erivo's track The Wizard and I. Those tracks was doing phenomenal on the charts. Obviously, it's not doing like K-pop Demon Hunters, but you know, that's a whole nother lane of success that K-pop Demon Hunters is pioneering right now. K-pop Demon Hunters is probably the best performing soundtrack of all time at this point in time. And it's only been out for like less than a year. So do have the information what you will. Because if you look at the charts, K-pop Demon Hunters soundtrack currently has the second most played just project in the world. Like not soundtrack, not like in South Korea, just in general, the second most played project in the world. Phenomenal accomplishment, right? But then you come to Ariana Grande, her album Eternal Sunshine is currently the 40th most played track in the world. Now, I did look at future chart predictions as far as her particular singles, and I didn't see any on the charts, which that's okay. That probably just means people are just playing the entire body of work more than specific tracks. So, Eternal Sunshine being the 40th most played track in the project in the world leads me into my reaction for Wicked for Good, which, if you don't know, is the second part of the movie Wicked that was released November 22nd, 2024. And of course, that was one of the few movies back in that time period that did phenomenal in the box office. If you don't know, movies are kind of struggling in the box office. I mean, it's really hard to get people out of their home, the comfort of the home, to go to a movie theater to watch a movie. Somehow Wicked was able to accomplish that. I say somehow, like Ariana Grande wasn't attached to it, you know what I'm saying?
But then, you know what I'm saying? I was like, damn.
So anyways, with that being said, Wicked Part 1 ended up earning 10 Oscar nominations, including Best Picture, and ended up winning for costume design and production design. But for this particular reaction, we're getting into Wicked for Good, which is picking up years later with Cynthia Erivo as the fugitive Wicked Witch of the West fighting for animal rights. And then you have Ariana Grande as the polished good witch, quote unquote good witch, entangled in politics and chaos from a certain Kansas girl. Hold on now, Kansas girl. And then shaking up Oz. Yeah, expect so in general, if you know anything about part one, that's what part two is about. As far as the people coming back, you have Cynthia Erivo as Elphaba Thropp. I think that's how you say it. I have no idea. Ariana Grande as Glinda Upland, Jonathan Bailey, Jeff Goldblum, Michelle Yeoh. I don't know how to say that. Ethan Slater and Marissa Bode, and is directed by John M. Chu. Now, of course, Wicked for Good, the YouTube channel, posted this video right here, which is 20 seconds long, pretty much getting y'all ready for part two. So let's play this in its entirety. But first, make sure to go to Analytic Dreams video on Spotify to see the video along with the audio, because we are currently playing the trailer for Wicked for Good. Oh, also, it's not the trailer, it's a teaser for the trailer coming Wednesday.
Rated PG.
I ain't gonna lie to you. I've never seen a trailer for a trailer, but seeing how the first Wicked had over 750 million in the box office worldwide, safe to say it makes sense that they put out a trailer for a trailer, because the anticipation for part two is gonna be through the roof. Because usually, when one movie does good and then a sequel comes out, whether it's good or not, people are gonna show up just for the simple fact of the credibility that the first one built up. So I would assume that part two will surpass the $750 million mark as far as worldwide. So this is obviously setting up to be a smash. So for them to put out a trailer about a trailer that's coming out Wednesday, it makes sense. So for the diehard Wicked fans out there, what do you think of this trailer before the trailer? Make sure to click my link tree in my bio. Let me know on one of my social medias. What do you think about Ariana Grande still in the show and a lot of scenes as far as this particular soundtrack, movie, rollout? And ultimately, what is your favorite thing about this entire Wicked franchise?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.